everybody. Welcome back to Treasured Wellness. I am talking today about your midlife stress and how it is affecting you in seven specific areas, okay? Your stress levels are most likely at an all-time high, and so they are greatly affecting you, and you know this, but maybe you are not really thinking through the ramifications of the specific areas in your body that your stress is affecting you. So think about this. Are both home and work obligations keeping you burning the candle at both ends? Like, are you going through an emotional situation that you are not yet seeing the end of? I mean, it could be, right? Either one could be true. And if you've answered yes to either one of those, your body is greatly affected by the stress that you are under. So you can take back your health and you can help yourself feel better with arming yourself with the knowledge about the stress that you are under and how it is affecting your whole body. Because make no mistake, it is affecting you for sure. And when you know better and you do better and you feel better, then you share better, of course. So the mission of the Treasured Wellness Podcast is to help you be your own best advocate. Yes, for your health. Nobody else knows your body the way you do, you and God. And so this is so that you can increase your energy in a natural way and feel better in your peri or menopausal body. Yes. But you need to be able to tune in to your body that was created brilliantly. Tune into what your body is saying, what it is whispering, what it is talking to you about, what it is maybe screaming at you about. And on the show, no topic is off limits at all, because as the heartbeat of your home, it doesn't matter what age you are, how many kids you have in your home, if you even have kids in your home. You are the heartbeat of your home for now and forever, and you need to care for yourself well so that you can continue to do the things that God has called you to do in this season, right? Not brushing off your body's signals because you are just too busy to deal with yourself right now. I mean, we've all been there. We've all said that. I'm too busy to put myself first. I'm too busy to care for myself right now. But trust me, my friend, that never works long term. It never does. Your body will always end up screaming at you and something will be wrong. So if you are new to the podcast, welcome. I am Michelle and I am a holistic and functional health coach who looks at you as a whole person and helps you to take back your midlife health so that this next phase of life can be maybe even better than it was before the first phase was, especially if you are an empty nester. So I really want you to feel like yourself again. I really want you to be able to do the things that you have to do and want to do. If you are a grandma, I want you to be able to get on the floor with your babies, your grandbabies, and play with them and pick them up and throw them around and just have fun with them, like swirl around and just enjoy and not be stiff and sore and in so much pain and so exhausted and just not really engaging in life the way you want to, the way your heart is crying out to. So how can you do that? How can you feel better, to simplify it, so that you can do those things? It's just really simple. It's just one baby step at a time. And if you want to regain your energy naturally without another quick fix that leaves you hungry and cranky, and it's frankly just impossible to stick with, if you want to learn these changing modalities of your stress perception and feel more balanced and more centered instead of out of control and frazzled, really, if you're ready to get to the bottom of your specific health issues, it's time to take that very first baby step. And really, honestly, you being here right now listening is taking that very first baby step to whole wellness. So I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. And as a board certified health and wellness coach, I will guide you through what your unique body needs to feel amazing, to feel good in your own skin, to feel just like yourself again. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, that woman inside that you know is still in there. You can feel like her again, and you can have her back, and you can have your life back. So if that sounds good to you, click the link in the description for your second baby step, and that is getting on a health clarity call. And if you know that you've been listening a while and you know you are all in, now is the time. Go to the link in the description for the Midlife Health Makeover Program that is beginning in May, right after Mother's Day. What an incredible gift for yourself and really your whole family. Okay, let's dive into episode 250 of Treasured Wellness. So previously, in my two previous episodes, I had shared my story with adrenal fatigue and how the stress levels in my life just piled on so much with what was going on at that time in my life, how I was battling adrenal fatigue, and how it just was greatly affecting my adrenal glands, and which thereby affected my whole body, and I was really deficient in cortisol. And if you missed that, go back to episodes 248 and 249 because it's super, super important information. You might not be aware of it. You might not have heard of adrenal fatigue. You might not have understood how you actually could be dealing with this, because adrenal fatigue is really an often unaddressed and undiagnosed fatigue condition. So go back and check those two episodes out. And you'll get a lot of good information about adrenal fatigue. And really, it'll help you in your own path while you were trying to maybe see if this is something that you've been suffering with all this time and you just didn't know it. Because your stress levels are harming you. You need to know that. You need to take that seriously. We all need to take that seriously. We all need to look at the reality in the face and look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, something isn't right. Like, don't ask what's wrong. Ask what's not right. Okay. And talk to the Lord about that. What is not right, Lord? What am I missing? And let him guide you. Remember, a person is generally 2/3 of the way sick before a diagnosis is made. And by then, a medication is usually the main answer. So you know I am all about being proactive now so you don't have to be reactive later, but you get to choose, right? So today I am talking about 7 specific areas where stress is affecting your body. And then, because I never want to leave you hanging, I am going to tell you what you can do about it. So the very first one is your brain. It's affecting your brain. Now, that's going to show up. First and foremost, it generally shows up in brain fog, okay? That chronic brain fog where you're having trouble thinking, you feel like you're literally in a fog, like your brain is kind of in a fog. You feel like you're going through the motions, right? You are having a hard time concentrating. You're having a lot of cognitive struggles. You are forgetting names. You are forgetting names of maybe people you met at a work event that you just met, and an hour later you've already forgotten their name. You are forgetting important data that you've always had, you know, that you've always been able to. People can come to you and they know, like, oh, she knows. She knows the ins and outs of this company. She has the answer. She knows supply chain. She knows the demographics. She knows all of this information. She knows it all. And lately, you are having a harder time with your recall and you're starting to have a hard time concentrating in meetings. You're having a hard time focusing. You are feeling like you're really starting to be scared because of what you're feeling, because of your forgetfulness, because of the constant foggy feeling that you have going on in your brain. So it's scary. It can be really scary, but it is not the way it has to be. There's a lot that can be done. I am all about giving you hope, and it's not just fake hope. It's biblical hope, because God wants you well. He wants his daughters well and whole. So there is so much you can do, but how your brain is affected by the stress you're under also shows up in depression, anxiety, irritability, making poor judgments, making poor decisions. So, yeah, I mean, we've all been there where we make a wrong decision or a poor decision and we look back and we're like, oh boy, that was kind of dumb. Shouldn't have done that. But, you know, that's what's going on in your brain when you are under high amounts of stress, when you are in that fire, that fiery trial, right? So this can lead to you starting to doubt yourself and be thinking spiritually, like be thinking biblically. Who wants you to doubt yourself? Who wants you to doubt God? Did God really say, right? So you have to be ever aware that, yes, these things are happening to you, but there's also could be an element of spiritual warfare going on. So you want to do the best that you can to take care of yourself. And understanding how high levels of stress affects your brain is super important. The second one is skin. Acne, psoriasis, eczema, rashes are just some ways that your body is showing signs of stress. Our skin is the largest organ of our body, right? So it's always going to tell you, it's always going to let you know that something's not right. And a lot of people think, oh, let me just do something topically, let me, just cover it up and see if I can get it to go away, right? But I encourage you to think more internally, okay? Again, we want to heal from the inside out. So think more internally, not just so topically. Whether that is, what are you eating? What are you dealing with? How is your stress level? How is your movement? How are you sleeping? Are you eliminating? All of these things are so important to know. Just having dry skin, that's an example. That's just letting you know that your body's under a lot of stress, a lot of dry skin. It can also be, of course, dehydration and a few other things. But again, you have to discern what's going on in your life. Dry, brittle hair. I mean, I know that's not skin, but if you're constantly losing hair, if you are running your conditioner through your hair and you're coming out with a clump of hair in your hand every time you wash, your body is under a lot of stress and it's showing through your hair. You could also be deficient in vitamins, minerals. There are other things going on. It could be a thyroid disorder. But see, again, this is why we get to the root cause. We get to the bottom. We don't just keep putting Band-Aids on things. We don't just keep guessing. You know, we really dig deeper to get to the root cause of what's going on. So think about that. Think about how your skin is absorbing the stress in your life. Maybe you cut yourself and it takes longer to heal. Something to think about, right? The third area is your gut. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Our digestive system, bloating, pain, gas, diarrhea, constipation, indigestion, GERD, acid reflux, it's all signs that something is not right in our body. You know, that your body is not in that homeostasis state. It's not in that parasympathetic state, right? Where it's in that rest and digest. No, no, no. It is in that really fight, flight, or freeze state, that sympathetic. And so your body is reacting digestively because, you know, you are not absorbing the nutrients as well when you are in times of stress. You're not absorbing and you're not eliminating properly, just, you know, to be kind of delicate. But you may have noticed that your digestion slows way, way down. It's taking longer for you to feel the digestion is going through the transit time when you are eating something, especially something really heavy. Like if you eat a really heavy meal, it's taking a while for that to digest when you are under a great sign of stress, because your digestion system shuts down when your nervous system is on high alert. Your digestive system shuts down. It really slows way down. And so that's why you might feel like you're having a hard time. You might feel really heavy, having a hard time having a bowel movement. Think about what you are eating when you're going under a lot of stress. And actually, this might be contrary to what the gurus say out there, but it's really healthily, that's a word, okay to not eat very much when you are in that chronic stress state, that fight, flight, or freeze state. Because again, your body being brilliantly designed, guys, brilliantly designed, is focusing all of its energy on getting you through that stress, getting you through that fire. I always call it a fire because of my 3.5 year ordeal. It was my fiery trial, but I call it the fire. If your body is going through that, it's going to be on high alert. It's going to be like, all right, guys, everybody, we need to focus on getting the nervous system support, okay? It's not going to focus on your digestion. It's not going to focus on what you are eating. It's not going to focus on that cheeseburger that you just wolfed down with the fries and the milkshake. It's going to be like, nope, we don't have time for that. We got to focus on this. And so that's why when you get those reactions in your gut, your, if you are eating during those stressful times, it's just something to be aware of and to think about. And then the fourth one is your reproductive system. Okay. So that's going to show where you actually are having an increase in your PMS symptoms. Lovely, right? They're going to be more intense, more than likely, when you're under a time of stress. That's super fun, right? But it's true, and we have to be careful then, if that is the case, about what we're putting in our body during that time, because our normal go-tos when we are under that PMS time, those cravings, the salty, the chocolate, whatever, that is going to actually make you feel much, much, much worse, okay? Much, much worse. So again, being aware of how your body is being affected by the stress can really help you to perceive it differently. And we're going to go into that in just a little bit. But just knowing that it's decreasing your hormone production, that's pretty important too. I mean, you may have noticed too that when you're under a lot of stress, your libido is tanked, right? Like, that's the last thing that you want to think about doing. So there's no desire. Nobody has time for that when you are stressed out. So it's a really good time for you to take time to really pour into yourself some care, that self-care that your body desperately needs, and focus on taking care of you when you are in that really stressful situation, because it's going to help you get your body back into balance. It's going to help your nervous system so much. So the fifth one is your immune system. Gosh, I hope you guys are taking notes, because I thought about breaking this up, but I'm like, no, let me just go in and just give all seven. But the immune system, our stress is affecting our immune system, of course. I mean, that's going to give us more of a decreased immune system, right? Where our immune system, it might be harder for us to get over sicknesses, colds. Your recovery time might take longer. You might feel like you're always getting that same cold over and over again, like, or maybe it's gone through the whole house and you just keep picking it right back up. You know, every time you have your grandkids, you get sick. I mean, it could be that for some reason your immune defenses are lowered and your recovery time is lower or longer. I'm sorry. So it's going to increase your chances of being continuously sick more often because your immune function is just decreased. And then the sixth way is the cardiovascular system. And that is an increase in blood pressure, which the reality is we feel that, right? We physically can feel that something is, like, our blood pressure is getting higher. Our cholesterol can get higher, which then in turn can increase our risk, depending on where we are, right? And depending on what your labs look like, of stroke and heart attack. But physically, you might feel like rapid heart rate. You might feel like your heart is skipping beats. It's irregular. You might feel that heavy feeling, that pressure, like the pressure that's on your chest. I mean, this is scary stuff, right? I mean, this is stuff that we are feeling, that you might be feeling right now. Like, you could be sitting here listening to this on your way home from work, and you actually had a situation like this at 2 o'clock this afternoon, where you were feeling that severe heaviness in your chest. And there is such a reason, guys, why stress is still the number one killer, okay? Being aware of how your body is being affected by the stress that you are under is going to help you to decrease the amount of stress that you allow into your life, okay? And the way you let it affect you. This is why we talk about stress in the Midlife Health Makeover, and we do a deep dive into that, because you need to be armed with information and then implement it, right? Because information alone is not going to get you anywhere. You've got to do the steps to implement it. So the seventh way that the stress is affecting you physically is your joints and your muscles. You know, as our stress levels increase, our inflammation increases as well, right? So you're going to have more pain or muscle tightness. You're going to have more aches, more joint pain, more tension. Just that overall feeling of pain and inflammation. So that's the seventh way. So never, ever do I want to leave you hanging. And I want to give you very quickly some intentional steps that you can support yourself, your mind, your body, and your soul to help you. And really, the very first one is, listen, if you have been listening to me for any length of time, you probably are going to know what you probably know what I'm going to say. And that is, go to the Lord. Bring it all to the Lord. You need your daily quiet time first thing in the morning before the crazy of the world even begins. Bring it all to the Lord, not just a little bit, not just one piece of it, all. All means all. And God is very clear that He tells us that He will take all of our burdens if we give it to Him. Okay? So bring it all to the Lord. And I am not going to take the time to read these, but I want you to write them down. I want you to see three places in the Bible where God tells you what to do about your stress, just to help you get started, okay? So you can write these in your journal. Write down Matthew 11, 28 through 30, okay? And that's where Jesus is saying, come, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Psalm 55, 22, and 1 Peter 5, 10, okay? So Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Psalm 55, 22, and 1 Peter 5, 10. Write those down, take your Bible and look those up, and let God speak to you through His word, because His word never returns void. Okay, so that's number one, bring it all to the Lord. Number two, put aside what is a major distraction for you, because it's not serving you. You know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to say it. Like, I mean, it's really probably your phone. That's probably your biggest distraction. Think about it, right? It could be your biggest distraction. Yeah, you might spend 8 or 9 hours a day at work and you're on your laptop, but that's your job. That's not necessarily a distraction, right? So what do you zone out on? It's generally your phone. It's a distraction. I mean, we didn't have this problem. Even 12 years ago, we didn't have this problem. Now everybody has a phone in their pocket. So it's just amazing how much technology has changed us. I feel like we have become like these little minions that are just drawn to this little device that we just carry everywhere with us. And so it's such a time suck, and it's really, really affecting us. And it's not helping our stress levels at all. It's actually heightening them. So whether it's your phone, Netflix, social media, TikTok, Telegram, Twitter, whatever, like I guess it's now X, I don't know. But just lay it all down, okay? Lay it all down. You will never get relief from the anxiety you are feeling if you don't lay down what is a major distraction to you. I mean, it's just not going to happen. So take a baby step. Take a baby step right now. You know, I had a coach who actually she struggled really bad with social media on her phone. And so on Fridays, she would delete the apps off of her phone, and that really helped her. So that might be something that you can do. For me personally, it was just easier to take it all off for good, just get it all off of my phone and just deal with it on my computer, because then I had a set time. And being disciplined like that was really, really helpful for me. Especially with everything that has been going on in the last 4 years, that was so helpful for me. In 2020, I got all social media off my phone. And it was really vital that I protected myself from all the additional stress that was going on. So there might be something that you are thinking of where you need to protect yourself from. So again, lay it all down, pray about it. The Lord will tell you what it is. And this right there will automatically help you to reduce the feelings of stress and anxiety in your body. And just full disclosure, I did end up putting social media back on my phone about a year and a half ago because of Treasured Wellness. And I kind of did it kicking and screaming. So I don't love it. I don't love it being on my phone. So I've had to work really hard to keep even more intentional boundaries around that. So number three, change your perception of the stress that you are under, okay? Now, we did talk about this last week, so make sure you listen to episode 249, I believe it was, that your stress is a thought, it's a point of view. So how you perceive the stress that you are under right now is going to determine how your body will react and respond to that stress. So this is super important to understand the difference, and we go into understanding this deeper again in the program. So basically, is it an emergency or an urgency? Again, a big difference, right? Procrastinating a task that we may not want to do just leads to more anxiety, right? And then that anxiety is always lifted once we actually do the thing that we have been avoiding. So whether it's a work project that you are procrastinating or that really difficult call that you have to make to that employee who isn't quite cutting it, and maybe you have to write them up or, you know, let them go. If you are dreading the conversation, which I'm sure you are, then you might tend to procrastinate a little bit, right? So I want you to have confidence in the Lord as a daughter. And so I want to read Psalm 16, verses 6 through 9 for you. It says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure." Okay, so I added number 9. But you have a beautiful inheritance. And the Lord does not want you, his beautiful daughter, to be worried, to be stuck, to be shaken. Okay, so he wants you to stand tall and firm and boldly as a daughter of the King. So again, I encourage you to perceive stress differently. Let it make it work for you instead of against you, right? Because being in that sympathetic state is always wearing you down. It's just always wearing you down. And it's hard for us with the world that we live in right now to really get out of it easily. We have to be proactive. We have to give our bodies time to recover from the stressful situation, from whatever it is. You know, it doesn't start when you're in the middle of the fire. It starts right now. It starts, you know, daily intentional steps to help support yourself, your mind, your body, and soul. And that's why I'm giving you these steps, so that I want you to take time every single day. I don't want you to wait until you're in the fire. I want you to start being proactive now so that you don't have to react later. And so that also brings me to number 4, which is practice daily gratitude. And again, just taking 5 minutes at the beginning and the end of your day to practice gratitude, it's a great way to just sit quietly with the Lord and just give him praise and give him thanks. And that's going to actually, it's going to actually help lower your nervous system, and it's going to change your mindset, you know, to that more to that biblical mindset focus. So, you know, you don't have to be a big journaler. You don't have to make cohesive sentences. It doesn't matter, right? But just take a few minutes in the morning and at night, and just be grateful. Just, you know, write out some gratitude. Like, you Think about how much time you waste really scrolling. Just take 5 minutes and practice some daily gratitude, you know, just writing down some verses, writing down, reading through the Psalms, like standing on the Word of God, right? Because that is so powerful. And then number five, change your relationship with yourself. How do you talk to yourself? How do you treat yourself? Would you talk to your daughter or your daughter-in-law or your sister or your mom the way you are talking to yourself? Would you speak to a coworker the way you're talking to yourself? If your coworker or if your employee did not finish a task in your timeline and the timeline that was agreed upon, are you going to berate and belittle? No. So why are you doing that to yourself when you don't finish a task in the timeline you gave yourself? So just think about that, right? And look yourself in the eye and whisper Zephaniah over yourself every day. Zephaniah 3:17. Look that up. It's the one where it says the Lord God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will sing. He sings over you. So look it up. Look it up. Just really remember who you are. And this is why identity is so, so important. This is why we go into this in the program, because if you don't receive what your identity is, if you don't accept your identity, and if you don't believe what your identity is in who you are and whose you are, then all of the health changes that you make rarely will stick. Am I right? How many changes have you tried to make in a lifetime? How many fad diets, workout programs, nutrition plans have you tried only to fall off the wagon and go right back to what you were doing before? I mean, really think about this. I'm not saying this to bring you shame. I don't want you to have shame. I want you to really think about this and go to the Lord about it, because there's a better way. You know, there's an easier way, and that's God's way. So really remember who you are. Check in with yourself. What are your physical symptoms like? Is your heart racing? Are you sweating? Is your mind starting to speak negative thoughts? And if so, take a deep breath and another, and just really breathe in God's love over you, okay? So, you know, just to recap the five daily intentional action steps that you can take to support yourself, really mind, body, and soul, and that is bring it all to the Lord. Put aside what is a major distraction for you, change your perception of stress, practice daily gratitude, and change your relationship with yourself. Okay, so I hope this was really helpful for you, and I would love to just pray over you right now. Father God, I just pray over each woman listening that, Lord, that you would show her who she is in you, Lord. And that you would bind the enemy that seeks to destroy her and to tell her that she is anything less than what you have called her to be and what you say that she is, Lord. I pray that you would just bless her. I pray, Father God, that you would help her to remember that she has been given a power of love, a spirit of power and love and sound mind, Lord, that she is victorious and that she is fearfully and wonderfully made and created. Lord, help her to see herself the way you see her. And Lord, direct her, guide her, and help her along her health journey. Help her to see that midlife can be a beautiful time. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. I am so glad that you were here with me. I hope that this was helpful for you. And again, grab your health clarity call. Let's get my eyes on your health, your midlife health, and let's change things up. Let's turn things around so that you can get to feeling the way you want to feel, with more energy, less brain fog, less pain, and do the things that you want to do and that God has called you to do, and be the beautiful woman that he has called you to be. All right, see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, friend. I hope it challenged you, encouraged you, and stretched you in some way. If it did, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who has been praying for a breakthrough in her whole health? Also, it would bless me so much if you would pop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a quick review to let me know how much you are liking the content and to help other women just like you find the show. Treasured Wellness can also be found on Christian Mix 106 and Radio Free America online streaming radio stations. So check out those two amazing platforms. One more thing, come on over to our Facebook community, Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40. I would love to see you there. Until next time, remember, you are a beautiful treasure.